Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's talk about the controversy around the president of Harvard for a minute, because there's some new information out there that I think you should know. Dr. Claudine Gay has had 500 members of the Harvard faculty write in support of her keeping her job. Now, you might wonder, and probably not because you've seen this in the news, but if you're curious, why was there a move or a groundswell to fire and replace the president of what is the most prestigious university in the world? Well, it is because she, under questioning and in front of Congress, said that she wasn't sure, it depends on the context, if calling for the genocide of Jews on Harvard's campus is a violation of the code of conduct of Harvard. Okay, that was bad. It has also come to light that she has engaged in several acts of plagiarism as an academic. Now they're calling it insufficient citation. That's the term that Harvard's board that looked into this has used. Insufficient citation. You know, it's like, did I steal that car, or did I insufficiently inform the owner that I was reappropriating their vehicle? You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. But she is going to keep her job. And I knew that all along. I had bets with friends of mine. They said, there's no way she keeps her job. She's upset the Jewish American community, rightly so, meaning they're rightly upset. She is a plagiarist. There's no way she can keep her job as, oh no, she's keeping it. She is keeping it. And here's where being a conservative, I think, sometimes can be a challenger or being a moral and decent person, which politically speaking, I think means you are a conservative. But anyway, it's a challenge because I am not, I'm sure many of you, well, at least some of you feel the same way about these things. I'm not vindictive. I actually want people to be happy and successful and safe and feel fulfilled and be productive. I really do want that for humanity, for individuals, for people in the most general sense and in the most individual and specific sense. I want people to do well. And maybe that sounds corny and cheesy and, you know, whatever, but that's how I feel day to day. But it's not how Dr. Gay feels. Let me tell you what I mean. It was just a few years ago, and hattipquillette.com for an excellent piece on this one. It was just a few years ago that Dr. Claudine Gay waded into a controversy involving, she was a dean at the time, and deans tend to be the most aggressive commissars on these campuses of the diversity and inclusion madness, but she was a dean. And one of her colleagues, a tenured professor, was in something of a, I would say, a very minor sexual harassment Title IX complaint situation. Roland Fryer Jr. Now, Roland Fryer Jr., just so you know, is the youngest black professor to ever get tenure at Harvard University. He grew up in very difficult, impoverished circumstances, worked incredibly hard in school, became a really excellent academic, and made his way to Harvard, where he became a tenured professor, the youngest professor. And let me tell you, one thing about him is he knows the numbers. He's a guy who likes the math, the numbers, the data. And he's not an ideological conservative. He's just somebody who goes where the numbers trend. But as he looked into issues of criminology, social justice, these kinds of things, as he looked into that stuff, you know what he found? Things that were very upsetting to the left. Things that were very upsetting to the Democrat apparatus. Now, let me say, if you're wondering why Dr. Gay is involved in this, she wanted, for the first time in, I think, over 100 years, that's right, she wanted Roland's, Dr. or Professor Fryer's, she wanted Professor Fryer's tenure revoked. Now, it's almost impossible to do that. I mean, colleges, elite universities, once you get tenure, it's, I think you have to commit like a heinous felony, basically, to get it and be convicted of it, to get it revoked. It's really, really hard to have tenure revoked. That is the ultimate sanction from the perspective of a university towards staff. Your tenure is, it's almost treated as sacred in these places. Dr. Gay wanted Dr. Fryer's tenure. So the current president of Harvard, back when she's a dean, wanted a tenured professor, a exceptional and talented black male tenured professor at Harvard, to lose his tenure after they banned him from the campus for a year. They took away his multi-million dollar research foundation. I mean, they did everything they could. And Roland Fryer's an economist by trade. So that's why he likes the numbers. He likes the data. They did everything they could to ruin him, short of taking away tenure. And sure enough, they decided, or at least Dr. Gay decided, that his tenure should also be revoked. Think about this for a second. The current president of Harvard, who got her job, as we all know, because she is a DEI hire, because Harvard says, look at how great this DEI hire is. So you can't proclaim it from the rooftops and then say, wait, are you saying she's a DEI hire? No, Harvard's saying she's a DEI hire. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Affirmative action. It's all the same thing, basically. Different words for the same situation. But this woman, who has never published a book, she's an academic, never published a book, never written anything worth reading either, and apparently plagiarizes, she thought that a exceptional black young professor with tenure at Harvard should lose it. Why? Because he made a couple of semi-inappropriate jokes, as that's what they found in the Title IX investigation. He did not rape anyone. He did not assault anyone. He did not threaten anyone. He did not touch anyone. He did not coerce anyone. He did not exploit anyone. He made a couple of jokes in front of subordinates. And not even particularly, in my opinion, sordid or salty jokes. And for that crime, Dr. Gay wanted him fired. Oh, of course not for that. Why did the current president of Harvard want this exceptional professor at Harvard of economics, Roland Fryer Jr.? Why did she want him to lose his tenure and be fired entirely, kicked off campus? Oh, because he found out some stuff. Because he looked at the numbers. He crunched the data. And what did it tell him? Well, for one thing, he looked at what happens in for different races as you become in school more academically successful. And sure enough, with increasing grade point average, white and Asian students have more friends. Probably due to, just surmising here, but increased sense of confidence, increased sense that this person is successful, things like that. And yet with black and Hispanic students, with an increase in their grade point average, there is a decrease in friendship. That seems like there might be some kind of a larger situation, a larger cultural issue in the American black and American Hispanic population, right? Something to maybe, oh, how dare you? How dare you, tenured black professor Roland Fryer Jr.? How dare you talk about this issue? You're not allowed. Well, that was bad in the eyes of the left. I mean, I think it's really interesting. I think it's something that if we cared about making people's lives better and if we cared about social science as actual science, people would just pay attention to the data and not the hurt feelings of some individuals in some groups. Remember, it's never everybody in these groups. When data comes out that's inconvenient for the narrative of the left, there are a lot of people on the left. There are a lot of black Americans, for example, who will say, yeah, there are issues within the black community that they would like to address and talk about. But they're shouted down by the mass of the Democrat left wing Marxist identity politics infrastructure. And that's what happens every time. So they say, oh, well, the black community is upset or the Hispanic community is upset. They'll say that. But it's never, it's always the professionally aggrieved portion of the community is upset and wants people to know about it. It's not that there's some universal understanding of these issues within those communities, even if there's a majority or whatever. I'm just saying they never even talk about the minority within those minorities who often want to address these issues. And you look at sometimes an issue like additional police, majority of black Americans want more police in their neighborhoods. But you're not supposed to talk about this for some reason because the BLM anti-cop narrative is what the black community, we are told, subscribes to all as one. It's just not true. But what was the thing that Roland Fryer Jr. did that was so unforgivable to the left that a prominent female black dean, now the president of Harvard University, who clearly should lose her job and clearly only got her job in the first place because she is a remorseless and ruthless social justice warrior. Why did they want to get rid of him so badly? Well, I'll tell you, but you're going to have to wait one second here. You know, there's just so much going on right now in the world of AI. AI, artificial intelligence, it's been around for a while, but now it's just exploding and it's going to change the world that we live in. Every technology company is going to be involved with AI in some way, and it's going to be more and more enmeshed into your life. This also means there's tremendous value that's going to be created in these AI companies and for companies that are affiliated with them, right? That's where Colin Tedards comes in. Colin has been writing about tech for years. He follows all of the investment cycles associated with it. And, you know, last year when the market hit rock bottom, Colin recommended buying shares of a top software company, predicting it had huge upside. The same software company is up over 200% since then. And anyone who listened to Colin had a chance to more than double their money in less than a year. Now he's recommending an AI-based company that he says could do even better. And he's found a way for you to profit from this new AI project from your brokerage account. Go to newaiproject.com. To learn more, that's newaiproject.com, newaiproject.com, paid for by Brownstone Research. So back to the now reemerged controversy of Professor Fryer and Dean Gay at Harvard. Why did she want him ruined? Tenure revoked. In 100 years, they haven't done this at Harvard. Revoke his tenure. Because he looked at all the numbers for interactions between civilians and police. Oh, and this was just a few years ago. And what did he find out? Well, he found out that cops were more willing to use some degree of force. So, you know, handcuffing, a taser, on subjects who were non-white, specifically black and Hispanic, than on Asian and white suspects or subjects. And so that was the BLM crowd, you would think, was like, oh, see, look at all the racism. But you know what else he found out by the numbers? Police were substantially more likely to shoot and kill white people under the same sets of circumstances, controlling for the same force authorization scenario. That police, according to Professor Fryer, were more likely by the numbers to draw their firearm and kill a white subject than a black one. Clearly seen in the data. Oh my gosh, what about Ferguson? And what about BLM? What about, for a tenured black professor at Harvard to undermine something at the heart of the BLM narrative, unforgivable to the left. And that is why there was this vendetta. And they used the flimsiest pretext of Title IX, you know, harassing jokes, whatever. And one more thing. The actual Harvard committee, now Title IX courts on these campuses are completely Soviet feeling. You have no real rights. It's totally a bias system. The whole thing is a mess. You can't confront your accuser. You can't call your own witnesses. You can't necessarily have counsel. I mean, there's just all this stuff. It's not a legal proceeding. It's kind of a country club proceeding. Whatever we say goes. That's how these campuses operate. But they're doing it with, you know, did you rape someone? So you'd say, I mean, even if it's not a legal proceeding, if you were found guilty and expelled from campus, has a huge mark on your life. And what if you're innocent? Oh, they don't care. You know, make an omelet, they got to break a few eggs. That's their attitude. They got a lot of eggs they're breaking. But what do they recommend in the case of Professor Fryer, the Title IX committee? They recommended like nothing, really. No serious punishment. And Dr. Gay disagreed and wanted him to be punished to the fullest extent possible on the campus. What's that all about? You know, what does she know that they don't know? Nothing. But it's a political hit, you see. The left never forgets. And that's why Dr. Gay, of course, she should be fired. She should be fired and she should be humiliated in the public square for what she has said, for what she has done. But it's not going to happen. No accountability whatsoever. And see, I tell you this story about Professor Fryer, because I want you to understand, this is why I do not take a merciful attitude under the circumstances toward President Gay at Harvard. She should be fired. She deserves it. That is what justice would demand under these circumstances. But it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You know, there's no shortage of tireless warriors in the campaign trail these days, doing everything they can to have the energy they need in order to try to defeat the communists. I'm talking about the Republicans here, of course. But how do they keep that energy fired up? How do they keep themselves going all the time? That's where Chalk comes in. Chalk is phenomenal. The Male Vitality Stack. Start with that. For the guys out there, it's a set of supplements that supply the body with nutrients that provide drive, stamina, energy, and focus. It gets delivered to your home monthly like clockwork so that your daily regimen is never interrupted. The leading ingredient in Chalk's Male Vitality Stack has been proven in studies to replenish up to 20% of testosterone in just 3 months' time. Remember, guys lose testosterone as they get older. That's just the way it happens. That's natural. The Male Vitality Stack can help you replenish. Get yours today at Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck. Save 35% off your subscription for life. Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Buck for 35% off. Hunter Biden press conference today. You see that? Now, can I just say, I'm right about the Hunter stuff basically all the time. All the big stuff I've gotten correct. Not a surprise, but all the big stuff I've gotten correct, right? I'm here to tell you, this guy's not going to spend a day in jail. This guy's not going to get in any real trouble. Nothing's going to happen to him. And the reason he's going on offense, refusing to go to the congressional hearing and testify and saying this is all one big MAGA plot and all this sort of stuff, is because he knows he's protected and he's covered. Daddy, Joe Biden, is going to bail him out. And not just bail him out, like he's going to make the whole thing go away. He is going to pardon his son. Guaranteed, folks. Guaranteed. Will pardon his son. Probably, you know, before Christmas next year. And so the whole thing, all federal crimes, it all goes away. The tax stuff, everything. He's going to pardon his son across the board. And you say, well, what if Trump wins? Biden's still going to be president. And anyone who says, oh, well, what about when Biden steps down so the DNC can pick Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama at the convention? Well, then Biden will do it before he steps down. Or he'll have a deal in place with whoever takes over for him that person will. But why do that? Right? Because you don't want to take that political hit. If you're the incoming person, just have daddy do it. Have Joe Biden do it. There's no reason. So Joe Biden will pardon his son. So all this stuff about Hunter Biden saying, I'm being hounded. No, he broke the law with impunity for years. He was above the law for years. And he got away with it. That's what really happened. He got away with it. And he's going to get away with it. The only accountability in all this Biden crime family stuff, the only accountability will come from the ballot box. We have to defeat the Bidens. If you don't defeat them, nothing changes. If you don't defeat them, they get away with it all. This is the simple truth. This is what I'm here to tell you. I'm also here to tell you you need fresh towels because your towels get old. They get kind of threadbare. They get rough and they don't absorb water very well. Well, that's why I've got new towels courtesy of MyPillow. The My towels from MyPillow are absolutely amazing. And, you know, if you're going to have holiday guests visiting you, if you have fresh towels in the guest bathroom, oh, man, it feels like you're in some really nice hotel. The towels are kind of gross. Let's be honest. Sometimes we use those the guest towel room towels or the guest bathroom room towels are, not always our best. Get some fresh towels right now. There's an amazing price for you. $29.99 for a 6-piece towel set. $29.99. But you got to go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK, and you can get the designer premium line. Look, I'm a little fancy. That's what I went with. Just $20 more. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, check out the new My Towel 6-piece towel set, get 50% in savings, and a promo code BUCK for this special and many more. MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK, get yourself some My Towels, $29.99. I mean, I'd go with the designer premium, honestly. It's just $20 more. It's worth it. So soft. But, you know, if you want just the great value. They're very comfortable, too, at the $29.99 price point. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Special. Promo code BUCK. All right. I'm going to end it here because I got to take little Ginger, who is... Wait, where'd she go? She was sitting at my feet. I was going to hold her up for people who watch the video because you see how cute the dog is, but she is gone. So I'll have to leave it there. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.